Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sarwinski. On today's program, we have a special guest interviewer as Raccoon Valley Radio's Sean Kinney sits down and talks with the outgoing owner of Osmundson Manufacturing in Perry, Doug Bruce. This is part one of a two-part interview.
Welcome back, Insider. Let's Talk Dallas County here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. And one of the main industries for over 100 years in Perry has been Osmundson Manufacturing, located in Perry. And Doug Bruce, part of the Bruce family line that has been a part of Osmundson for exactly 115 years, joins us. Doug is the chairman of Osmundson Manufacturing. And first off, Doug, welcome to the program. A special year for you individually, 2018. Talk about the changes that will be happening with your lifestyle.
Yes, 2018, we're wrapping up fourth generation. Our daughter Heather Bruce is going to be the new owner come January 31st of 19. So this year we're wrapping everything up, getting everybody in place. A couple of our other close employees, Jim Tibbles, who's president, is going to step down the end of this year, and Don Harmelink, who's been with us since, I believe, 71, has been in scheduling and production management for the whole time and done various other jobs, of course, is also going to leave us next March in 19. So we're culminating a lot of years of a lot of people who have been here for forever, they say. So, but we're having a good time. We're looking forward to the new management team. We've got some new people. We still have a lot of the old people who have been here, not in age old, but for employment old. And so it's all exciting.
Why did you feel now was a time for you personally?
I don't know if there's ever a good time, but there's always a time if you stay at the party too long. And I won't miss it. I'm going to get to stay involved. Jim Tibbles and I are both going to be consultants for the new owner and president, Heather Bruce. At her need, Jim specializes in numbers, accounting, projections, customers, and my strength is in metallurgy, manufacturing, heavy equipment purchasing. And so even though you take over a business, it takes some years of just having some meetings or going to visit customers and suppliers that we want to pass this on to Heather so she doesn't have to learn the hard way like we did.
You mentioned passing it down to another Bruce family. You mentioned fourth generation wrapping up, getting ready to go into the fifth generation. This is unique in today's modern world. Talk about how special it is for you to have Heather want to follow in your footsteps.
It's wonderful. My wife and I really enjoy it, but we also realized at about the age 8, Heather was going to do this because she informed us that this was what she was going to do. And so even though she says she decided this in college, this was Heather's vocation her whole life. And so we just always laughed, and everybody said, what's Heather going to do? And we just said, you'll have to ask her. But we kind of knew what Heather wanted to do. So we went through the boom time in 10, 11, 12, and 13, we had people look at us then. But then, of course, the ag and the whole economy crashed, and so we were lucky that we weren't in the throes of some negotiation at that point. And we just said, okay, I realize now it's time. Heather's career is moving forward out east. And a few years ago, she and I talked, and I said, when you're ready, we'd like for you to come back. I think it's time that I turn this place over to you.
Doug, when you look back through the years, we were talking before we started this interview, chuckling when you cashed your first check back in the late 1960s and the longevity that you have had here along with a lot of your employees. Where have you seen this industry grow through the years in Osmundson?
Well, it's condensed itself. There used to be a lot of competitors, but all the competitors made specialty parts. They would make maybe cultivator sweeps, or somebody would make a plow part, or somebody would make different ground engaging parts, or brackets for some of the major OEMs. All of us are really contractors for the major manufacturers and repair parts. And what had happened in the ag crisis of in the 1980s, is a lot of those people went by the wayside. We were lucky. We stuck it out. We got down to, I believe, 9 people. And so it was pretty thin, but everybody stayed. And some of the guys, there's 3 of them that are still here out in the factory. So, you know, it all paid off. But ag is modernized. We've had to modernize the parts we make, the steel we use, the speed we make it. We, of course, compete with 33 offshore manufacturers of like parts that we have. So whether it's China, Argentina, Turkey, they're all over the world. And so we have to make a better part for the American farmer, the part that he relies upon.
Still lots more to talk about, so we will finish this interview tomorrow. That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Doug Bruce. This has been part 1 of a 2-part interview. Listen tomorrow for part 2. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. A special thank you once again to Sean Kenny for sitting down and talking with Doug. My name is Joe Terwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.